I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Springs Airport has received $10.5 million in federal grants for improvements and updates to its taxiways. The airport's Aiden Ryan says work will continue for the next 2 years.
We pay 10% of the total cost of the project, and the FAA pays 90% of the total cost of the project.
Ryan says $3.2 million of the grant is based on the number of enplanements, or how many people board planes at the airport. The remaining funds, about $7.2 million, are determined by top priorities in the region for the national airport system. Ryan says there shouldn't be any impact on the traffic flow at the airport. Several staffers who left the Denver Post amid budget cuts and staff cuts made by the newspaper's hedge fund owners are forming a new online news site called the Colorado Sun. Larry Rickman, former editor at the Post, says he was approached by a group called Civil, a startup that wants to test a blockchain system for sustaining journalism. The Colorado Sun could launch as early as July. Hundreds of ballots for this year's primary elections in Colorado won't be counted because of an error on the part of unaffiliated voters. Voters not registered with a political party can only send back either a Republican or a Democratic primary ballot, not both. As of Friday, 7% of unaffiliated ballots received in El Paso County had been rejected because voters tried to cast ballots in both primaries. The primary election is June 26th. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.